Our guest in the cafe this morning is the superintendent of the Commerce ISD, Charlie Alderman. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
You are now through a couple of weeks of school, a very early start to school. So what's the early verdict?
It's been really smooth for our kids, but it's nice to sort of have 2 weeks behind us when a lot of other people haven't even started school yet. It's also going to be really nice when we start having some breaks for our kids and our teachers later in the year.
Yeah. No major problems that arose from starting a couple of weeks earlier than in the past?
No, sir. It's been smooth. We were ready for them.
Yeah.
We had to be.
Yeah. You're still looking for bus drivers?
Yes, sir. We do need some bus drivers, though our transportation was a little bit slow beginning years. We've cut it down by about 45 minutes, so that's getting all our kids home a little bit earlier. We are losing bus drivers to Greenville. Greenville loses them to Caddo Mills and on west as you go towards Dallas. We are looking to see if there's a way that we can increase bus drivers at this time. But if we could get a couple more bus drivers, it would make everything run a little bit quicker.
You're looking at raising the pay?
Yes, sir.
A little bit.
We're going to present that to the school board.
Can you say how much they make?
Right under $14. It's $13.93, I believe.
Per hour.
Yes, sir.
It's an hourly wage kind
yes, sir.
Of thing.
That's where they start at. Now, the more experience they
sure.
have, they do go up.
I see. But there's a tendency to be drawn toward Dallas, basically. Is that right?
Yes, sir. A larger school can pay more money, so they just sort of move that direction. You know,
okay.
Dallas will get them from Rockwall. Rockwall will get them from Roy City. Roy City will get them from Greenville, and Greenville will steal some of ours.
Yeah, I see. But so it has to do with the size of the district and
yes,
what
sir.
And then what they pay. All right. What's your enrollment look like?
We're down just a little bit. We also usually have a bump right about the time college starts, so we're predicting that that'll happen sometime around August 28th, which isn't abnormal. We'll have some of the married families move in and some of those things. But we're working it right now.
Can you characterize that in the neighborhood?
Right now, based on last numbers, I think we're down about 40
uh-huh.
throughout the district.
But you make a good point in that you started school a good deal earlier than in the past, and that's no doubt there are people coming to the university who have not arrived yet. So
yes, sir. We've always had that happen. We even have that happen in January
yeah.
when the second semester starts. We'll have some leave and some
right.
come in, so that's always fluctuated. So.
All right. Good. We're talking with Charlie Alderman. Charlie is the superintendent of the Commerce ISD. Now, you have some results back from the STAR
yes,
testing,
sir.
Which is the standardized testing that the state does.
Yes, sir. We met standard at every campus, which is from the baseline as high as you can get. You either meet standard or don't. The high school did get 3 distinctions, so that compares them to another 40 schools just like them, and they were in the top 25% and top 10% in some areas for all those.
3 distinctions, and then met standard basically means that you're that's what it says.
Yes, sir. I mean, you can't get any higher than that.
And they've eliminated the other categories.
Yes, where there used to be recognized and distinguished, there no longer is. You just either meet standard or don't meet standard.
Ah. And so basically you're there in the middle of the bell curve is basically what that
yes,
means.
Sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
As far as you know, you may be higher or whatever.
In some places we are higher, in some places we've got to improve, but
yeah.
that's going to be every year.
And you said the distinctions are all at the high school?
Yes, sir. We've had some in the past at the elementary, some at the middle school.
Yeah.
We've got some at the high school
huh.
right now. It moves around. A lot of it depends upon what group they compare your campus to. So
sure.
there's some flexibility in there sometimes.
And you say now there's further changes coming in the testing based on what happened in the special session.
Yes, sir. There was some new accountability laws passed. We're to some degree waiting on TEA to interpret those to find out exactly what they mean, but they will change our accountability a little bit. Yes, sir.
Is it as drastic as it has been some of these other things in the past?
No, it's not. It's not going to remove a whole section of test or anything along those lines, but there will be some tweaks to it, and we'll have to see what they are.
Was it generally to your liking, the changes that they made, or just kind of...
There's some things about it I like. I think I want to wait on that until TEA interprets the law to see what all we're exactly doing.
Right. I understand. And we're almost out of time, but... And then what happened in the special session having to do with public school funding?
The very last night, the House Bill 21 that the Senate had made some modifications to went back to the House, and the House did approve it before they closed the session.
They removed the small district adjustment?
Yes, sir. It was a thing that we sort of got penalized for because our district doesn't have 300 square miles in it. over the next 6 years, we will get that penalty back. So we're going to see a small increase. Now, at the same time, in a lot of cases, it won't even cover the cost of teacher pay raises or steps or anything along those lines. But it does put us, at least in that area, more on a level playing field.
Yeah, so this is fairly marginal.
Yes, sir. There's a little bit of facilities funding. There's going to be a commission to study school finance. There was some money that went to charter schools for facilities. And then we got a couple other things in there, but it was all passed right there at the end.
Okay. Charlie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Charlie Alderman, the superintendent of the Commerce ISD, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition. You're Station 88.9 KETO.